Bible reading number 305, Acts 9 verses 1 through 19. Jesus confronted Paul. In Jerusalem, Paul was still trying to scare the followers of the Lord Jesus, threatening to kill them. So he went to the high priest. Paul asked him to write letters to the Jews of the synagogues in the city of Damascus. Paul wanted the authority to find people in Damascus who were followers of the way. If he found any believers there, men or women, he would tie them up and bring them back to Jerusalem. So Paul went to Damascus. When he came near the city, a bright light from the sky suddenly shined all around him. Paul fell to the ground. He heard a voice saying to him, "Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?" Paul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The voice answered, "I am Jesus. I am the one you are persecuting. Get up now and go into the city. Someone there will tell you what you must do." The men traveling with Paul stood there. They said nothing. The men heard the voice, but they saw no one. Paul got up from the ground. He opened his eyes, but he couldn't see anything. So the men with Paul held his hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days, Paul could not see. He didn't eat or drink. There was a follower of Jesus in Damascus. His name was Ananias. The Lord Jesus spoke to Ananias in a vision, saying, "Ananias." Ananias answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to Ananias, "Get up and go to Straight Street. Find the house of Judas. Ask for a man named Paul from the city of Tarsus. He is there now, praying." In a vision, a man named Ananias came to him and put his hands on him so that he could see again. But Ananias answered, "Lord, many people have told me about this man Paul. They told me about how many terrible things he did to your holy people in Jerusalem. Now he has come to Damascus. The ruling priests have given him the authority to arrest all people who trust in your name." But the Lord Jesus said to Ananias, "Go. I have chosen Paul for an important work. He will carry my name to kings, to the Jewish people, and to other nations. I will show Paul the things he must suffer for my name." So Ananias left and went to the house of Judas. He put his hands on Paul and said, "Paul, my brother, the Lord Jesus sent me. He is the one you saw on the road when you came here. He sent me so that you may see again and so that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something which looked like fish scales fell off Paul's eyes. Paul could see again. He got up and was immersed. Then he ate some food and began to feel strong again.